Tomorrow is, everybody knows, the day that we celebrate Memorial Day. Actually, Memorial Day is a day to remember, and it was back in 1971 when President Richard M. Nixon decided that we need to have a specific date to celebrate Memorial Day in May. It was one time known as Decoration Day, and it was a day specifically set apart just after the Civil War to honor and to celebrate and to remember the ones who had given their lives on battlefields here in the United States. Decoration Day, actually, the first one was held on May 30th, 1868. Well, here's the story. At the close of the Civil War, on April 9th, 1865, President Lincoln arrived in Richmond, Virginia, capital of the Confederate States, but instead of marching through the city as a conquering hero who had defeated General Robert E. Lee and Jefferson Davis, who was the president of the Confederacy, the South, Lincoln chose a better way. Some of you know the story, but he entered Richmond on foot, holding the hand of his son, Tad, whose birthday was being celebrated that very day. 12 years old, he entered into the Appomattox Courthouse, and that had been the building that was used by Jefferson Davis as the headquarters for the Confederacy. And he proceeded to sit behind Davis's desk. What he did that day is still a major, major part of Memorial Day. Sitting behind Jefferson Davis's desk at Appomattox Courthouse, Lincoln laid his head on his hands on the desk and wept. He wept for those whose lives had been lost during the Civil War. That really was the first Memorial Day. As you know, just 10 days later, April 14th, 1865, Lincoln had gone to Ford's Theater to watch a play. Actually, it was a comedy play. While he was watching the play, 154 years ago this month, Lincoln was assassinated. Well, today's the day to remember. And so today what I want to do with you is I want you to think with me from the Bible perspective something about this matter of remembering, of using your mind, your memory. So would you please open your Bible with me to the book of Genesis. I've titled today's message, Memorial Day and Remembering. Thank you, dear Lord, for your word. Thank you so much, Lord, that your word is alive and sharp and powerful and more powerful than any two-edged sword. Thank you, Lord, that it is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Thank you, Lord, that it is a living book, that the words are alive. We need them, Father. We need the help and the strength and the blessing. But more so, Lord, we need the life that comes from these words. And so we pray, our Father, that wherever your word is preached and taught this morning, as the word goes forth, that it would go forth with life and power. Direct our way this morning, Lord. Help us to have our hearts resting in you and what you say in these words about our minds and remembering and memory. In Christ's name I pray, amen. Remembering, everybody here has got something that they remember that's oftentimes very pleasant. But isn't it interesting that we have memory created by God? We can remember the good and the bad. We can remember things we sometimes don't want to remember. But some thinking, what in the world is memory anyway? This is the only thing I can come up with. I'm sure there are science experts who can find something better to compare memory to, but my idea is the following. I think your memory is like a bridge. And that bridge inside, internally, can take you back to something from days gone by. So I have this idea that it's generally a connection with something important, although sometimes you can remember unimportant things. But surprisingly, the Lord's got a lot to say about memory, about remembrance in the Bible. So, I found something quite interesting that I didn't know, and I've read my Bible a number of times. I didn't realize that the first book of the Bible talks about remembering, and the last book of the Bible talks about remembering. Well, first, of course, I want you to note with me the fact that Lincoln wept at Richmond that day at the close of the Civil War. I'm saying to you, the first Memorial Day. But the second thing I want you to do with me is I want you to go back a little further to the book of Genesis, and I want you to think with me about beyond the Memorial Day, beyond Decoration Day, which was held in 1868, to the book of Genesis. Yes, they put the flowers there, they put the wreaths there, they remembered their loved ones on that first Decoration Day. But surprisingly, the Bible tells us something more about memory, and so I want you to go back with me to this bridge in the book of Genesis. Would you find it with me, please? It's in the book of Genesis, and it's at chapter 9. Now, obviously, when you were laying the wreaths and the flowers to remember fathers and uncles and brothers and husbands who had passed away, no doubt there was a connection to those people. Those of you who still go to your cemetery to remember your loved ones, is your mind has a way of making that connection, and it's just God-given. Everybody's got this memory. Everybody's got this ability to connect to days gone by. We don't any longer call it Decoration Day. We now call it Memorial Day, and we remember those who have lost their lives, whether in the Army, the Air Force, the Coast Guard, the Marines, the Navy. But in our military, people have given their lives so that we could have the freedom that we have here in our United States today. So we're going to go back just a little further to the book of Genesis. Would you find with me the 8th verse of chapter 9 and follow along in your Bible? Notice with me who it is that brings up the subject of memory first in the Bible. Here it is. Genesis 9, look at verse 8. God spoke to Noah and to his sons with him, saying, "I, behold, I establish my covenant with you and with your seed after you, and with every living creature that is with you, fowl, cattle, every beast of the earth with you, from all that go out of the ark to every beast of the earth. I will establish my covenant with you. Neither shall all flesh be cut off any more by the waters of a flood, neither shall there any more be a flood to destroy the earth." God said, "This is a token of the covenant which I make between you and me and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generations." In other words, forever. "I do set my bow in the cloud. It shall be a token of a covenant between me and the earth. And it shall come to pass when I bring a cloud over the earth, and the bow shall be seen in the cloud, I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. The waters shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. The bow shall be in the cloud. I will look on it. I will remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth." God said to Noah, "This is the token of covenant which I established between me and all flesh on the earth." The most devastating event in the history of the world up to that point. maybe we could say, the most devastating event in the history of mankind was the worldwide flood. The flood destroyed the entire human race except for 8 people. The sins of mankind had become so egregious that God wiped out almost 100% of the race, including the animals on the earth. We had so corrupted our way on the earth that God had to send the worldwide flood. Following the flood, the Bible tells us this story here in Genesis chapter 9, where a rainbow now is a symbol to remember something that took place so long ago. So I'm telling you this morning that a memory is a bridge. You cross that bridge when that connection is made in your mind. Interestingly enough, it's a connection from the past to the present, according to what the Lord says here. He remembers whenever the cloud shows a rainbow. Whenever there is a rainbow in the sky, the Bible tells us something that God does every time. I'm telling you, folks, God is a creator. He is the creator. He created everything. He created the light. He created colors. He created this amazing thing that we would refer to as a rainbow. I know you know this story, but I want you to think about it like this. There is now a memory bridge in the sky where God remembers every single time there is a rainbow what He had covenanted with the human race, with the earth. And that is that He made a promise that He would never again flood the earth and destroy the earth. Isn't it interesting that the first Memorial Day was made by God? And ever since then, every time you see a rainbow, God crosses that bridge, so to speak, and remembers what He promised to the human race. That's what I find in the Bible. Now, the Bible uses an interesting term here. It's the word token. Let's see, it says here, the bow that is in the cloud, I'll look on it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant. That's what God says. But it's interesting that the word is used here in verse 17 is the word token. It's found elsewhere in the Bible. But it actually is the word for sign. It's a sign, and a sign always points to something. You see, God recalls a promise. It's almost like God chooses that memory every time a rainbow appears in the sky. So the token is a sign, the sign pointing to the fact that God made a promise. And the promise is that He would not, by the way, 4,367 years ago, during the flood, made the promise on the first Memorial Day to never again destroy the earth. It's not difficult for us to connect the bridge, because many of us have got memories that are absolutely wonderful. Everybody likes good memories. For some reason, we also have the negative ones. Well, there's a negative one here and a positive one, because the negative one was God had destroyed the entire globe with the human race and animals by a flood because it was necessary. Yet God put a bow in the sky, and God says, we're going to cross that bridge every time the rainbow appears in the sky. That's what God says in the Bible. So there's really a sign, the sign being a reminder that God is never going to destroy the earth again by water. The wickedness had been so intense, the human race had gone so far down in those short period of time that God had to do something drastic. And yet, we find that first Memorial Day so that whenever there is a rainbow, there is a Memorial Day in heaven. Interesting. Well, Abraham Lincoln in Richmond, the original Decoration Day was on the 30th of May in 1868, but God created the first bridge of memory back to the flood. Now, if you think about it, every person in the world today came from Noah. Yes, we came from Adam, but the Bible clearly tells us that we actually all came from Noah. Wait a minute now. There is also a bridge for us from today back to the cross of Christ. And again, as I say, you know this, but I want you to find it with me in your Bible, and it's in the book of Luke. There is also in Luke chapter 22 another memory bridge to cross. Would you find that with me, please? It's actually on the 11th verse, and I'd like you to see it because it's in the Word of God. Look at Luke chapter 22 and look with me at verse number 11. Here's what it says. You will say to the good men of the house, the master says to you, where's the guest chamber where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples? And he'll show you a large upper room furnished. There make ready. And they went and found as he had said unto them, and they made ready the Passover. And when the hour was come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. And he said to them, with desire I've desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he took the cup and gave thanks, saying, take this, divide it among yourselves, for I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God come. And he took the bread and he gave thanks and he broke it and he gave to them, saying, this is my body which is given for you. Here it is. This do in remembrance of me. You see, so Memorial Day is clearly a bridge to the past. It's a connection. We remember a time in our history, in particular in the Civil War, when over a 500,000 lives were lost in that war. The bridge to the celebration of Memorial Day every year is that reminder. But there's a more important reminder here, folks, a much more important Memorial Day for the Christian, and that is this right here, that our connection to the cross, interestingly, happens at the table. They were going to celebrate the Passover. Jesus converted it, obviously, into a Memorial Day, into a remembrance table. Let me show you this over in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, where it says this. Now this I say unto you, that I declare unto you, I praise you not, that you come together not for the better, but for the worse. For first of all, when you come together in the church, I hear that there be divisions among you, and I partly believe it. For there must also be heresies among you, that they may be approved, which they which are approved may be made manifest among you. When you come together, therefore, in one place, not to eat the Lord's Supper, for in eating everyone takes other before other his own supper, and one's hungry and another is drunk. What? Have you not houses to eat in, drink in? Or despise ye the church of God, and shame them that have not? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I praise you not. For I received of the Lord that which also I delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Verse 25. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as oft as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death until he come. Wherefore, whoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we're chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned by the world. So yes, Memorial Day, there's always remembrance of those who died. In the flood, there was a remembrance of that the world, almost 100%, died. In the Civil War, some 600,000 soldiers died. But here's a bridge to the past for you today. We remember that there was one person who died on our behalf. In particular, his name is Jesus. When you look at the Lord's table, the connection, the Bible says, that you need to make, Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. Again, verse 24. This do in remembrance of me. Verse 25. This eat, this drink, do it in remembrance of me. So let me just share with you just these couple things this morning with relation, of course, to the Lord. Number one, you remember who it was that died for your sins. The one who died for your sins, the one who went to the cross, the Son of God became the perfect sacrifice for you and for me. It's like his death became my death. In his death, he paid the debt completely for my sins. I have no qualms about the fact that my sins will ever be held against me. You remember not only the person of the cross, but the purpose. And here's the passage I want you to share with you. One offering he hath perfected forever, them who are sanctified. Purpose for the cross. Purpose for the death. And when I come to the table, I remember the person of the cross and the purpose for the cross, in particular, that I would be perfected forever. The Bible says, look at this, 11:17, your sins I will remember no more. You see, so when we come before the table of the Lord, we, of course, remind ourselves of the wonder of the cross of Christ. It's like we have our own bridge taking us back directly to the cross every time we come to the table of the Lord. The scripture also says, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience. Interesting. Our sins will never, ever be remembered against us. And not only that, but my heart has been sprinkled from an evil conscience. Listen, there's not a bigger or better or greater Memorial Day than this. The table of the Lord is the greatest of the memorial days. The day you partake at the Lord's table. We who have been saved, who have been perfected forever, no sin will ever be remembered against us again. Is there anybody who believes the Bible when it says, their sins and iniquities will I remember no more? So when we talk about Memorial Day, there's also a reminder in the Memorial Day of something that God's forgotten. He will not remember your sins or your iniquities. I don't know about you, but I think Memorial Day is a whole lot bigger than we think. I'm drawing near with a full heart of assurance because my heart has been sprinkled from an evil conscience. One, we remember the person of the cross, the purpose of the cross, and of course, we certainly remember the power in the death of Christ. And the power in the death of Christ is that today I have fellowship with Almighty God. So I'm saying to you, memories are a bridge to the past. I know that there are scientists and psychologists and psychiatrists who can come up with a whole lot better picture of what memory is, but I have this idea that it's just simply a bridge. It's taking me back to something that is fact. It's something that is absolutely true. The bridge, the memory, in my mind, takes me back. But I want you to think about how marvelous it is. It's a connection between the past to the present. I have now, because of my connection to the cross, I have fellowship with Almighty God. So yes, I go to the memorial story in history. I know what happened at Appomattox Courthouse. I know that the original Decoration Day was the day they put the wreaths and the flowers on the gravestones. I also know that the original bridge of memory connects me to what took place when God first brought it up in Genesis 9. But listen, the best, the greatest, the most wonderful connection to the past that we have is this table, which takes us right back to the cross of Christ. I'm saying to you today how wonderful it is. Now, I realize and I recognize that many of you are indeed saved, but oftentimes we forget the simple message of the Bible, that this table and the cross always tells us, one, man is a sinner. Whoever you are, wherever you are, what status you have in life doesn't matter. We're sinners, and our wages for our sin is death. Secondly, the Lord has provided for us a wonderful Savior in Christ, and Christ alone, no other way to get this connection to God except by believing on Him. Thirdly, when a person puts their trust in Him in repentance, they connect in true fellowship with the Creator of the universe. You all know John 3:16. You've all got it memorized. You should say it over and over to yourself. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. When a person admits this simple, wonderful reality, changing his mind and believing on Christ alone, the Bible says that he becomes a child of God. The prayer is this: thank you for the work of Christ to pay my entire debt, Lord. Thank you that I now enjoy fellowship with you. Thank you for the forgiveness of sins. Today is a Memorial Day, but today is also the Salvation Day. Anybody who hears and believes that wonderful message that Christ has taken care of all of our sins on the cross finds the Memorial Day a better day in the Salvation Day because they are trusting the Savior. We don't deserve anything except judgment and hell, yet Christ has taken care of all that so that from this point on we have fellowship with God for eternity. Thank you, dear Lord, for your word. Thank you, Lord, that it is not complicated. It's wonderfully uncomplicated. Thank you, Father, for this reminder today. Thank you that we have memory, that we have the ability to connect all the way back to the cross. Thank you, Father, for making the cross real in our hearts. If there is one today, Lord, that's never repented, we ask that, dear Lord, having heard the simple gospel, that they would put their trust in your Son and find forgiveness and a fellowship with you, Lord. We give you the glory and the praise for those who have given their lives on our behalf, but we most of all give you glory for giving us your Son, who gave his life on our behalf, whose name we pray. Amen.